Thank you very much. It's really nice. It's I'm honored to be here. I was really surprised and delighted when I received the email to come again and to speak again. And, you know, I still stay in. So Route One now is our own nonprofit. I'll let you translate that.
谢谢你们的，当我收到这个email，可以再来跟你们分享我现在这个事工叫Route One就是一号公路的侍奉。
And as the pastor said, I will tell you a little more about our work and what we do with women sexually exploited, I think, after this.
就等于讲完到主学的时候呢，我再跟你再分享这个事工，关于就是这是事情的事工的情况。
Okay. But I'm really glad to be here with you this morning.
我是很高兴今天来到这里。
So I read a book by a few different people talking about memory and how memory is a powerful thing.
最近我念了一本书，这本书是关于记忆。
We hold memories more clearly than any other snapshot or picture, even in the age of technology.
我们能够把我们的记忆是在我们里面是很强的，比起好像你拍一个坏照，或者在其他的好像其他的好像在面书在电影里面所给你的形象。
Memories play a powerful role in our lives in each person's life.
这个记忆在我们的生命里面有很重要的地位。
From the beginning of time, the ability to recall past events, past friends and family members has been a gift and a tool.
从开始的时候，这种我们能够去纪念以往的事情，以往的朋友，以往的家的事情，这个是对每个人是一个很好的一个礼物。
People can come and take your pictures or your film, but they can't take your memory.
有人可以来跟你拍一个照，可以看这个照，但是人不可能可以将你所记忆的事情拿去。
Recently, Dr. Arthurs at Gordon Conwell Theological Seminary wrote a book on preaching by helping people recall their memories.
一个阿德教授在 Gordon Conwell， 他最近写了一本书，去关于怎么样帮助人去讲道，去纪念这些记忆的。
In our text this morning, the writer of 1 John, John the Apostle, uses memory to build a connection for his readers.
今天我们念这一段圣经，从约翰一书里面，这个使徒约翰用这个记忆去连接，就是他的读这封信的人的哪一个连接在一起。
John was a disciple of Christ.
约翰是耶稣的门徒。
He walked with Jesus. He learned from Jesus firsthand.
他与耶稣一起，他从耶稣得到第一手的学习。
He was one of the 12, and he starts two of his 5 books with memory.
他是耶稣十二个门徒之一，他从他的记忆里面写了两本，写了五本书。
In this in particular, taking people to the beginning and the beginning that is centered on Jesus.
写几本书所带领人从耶稣的开始开始的宣道。
In the Gospel of John, the writer starts with the beginning, the creation. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with form.
在约翰福音第一章所讲，就是讲到这个太初有道，道与神同在，就是常讲这个道理。
And in our text this morning, it's in the middle of a letter, but it begins the same way, with John pointing to the beginning and to Christ.
今天我们所看的就是约翰所写的一封书信的中间，这一封书信的中间就指到耶稣。
But this beginning is another reference here, not to creation or to the world being created, but to salvation. The beginning of life after the death, birth, death, and resurrection of Jesus.
这段圣经没有只指向这个创造论，这里所讲的就是讲到耶稣的生死与复活。
Let me pray.
我们低头祷告。
Dear Jesus, I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of each of our hearts would be pleasing to you.
耶稣，我求你今天我所讲的话是每一句也是你所喜悦。
Amen.
Amen. 对原本的开启。
This letter is written by someone who saw Jesus, walked with Jesus, and was directly discipled by Jesus.
这封信是由一个与耶稣曾经看见耶稣，曾经与耶稣一起也被耶稣所带领的一个人写的。
And the letter was written to believers who converted from Judaism to Christ.
这一封信是从一个犹太教人改变成一个相信耶稣的人所写的。
And we know this because of the reference of little children, which is actually a metaphor for Israel.
我们知道这个就是因为小孩子其实就是以色列的比喻。
And the writer refers to Old Testament characters and stories with such ease that it tells us the people reading this letter knew the Old Testament.
而且这个作者所写的是用当时他们所知道的旧约圣经的人物这样写，所以读者念这个信的人，他们是知道这个背景的。
I'm someone who, in my everyday life, I think, why use 5 words when you can use 500?
我是一个喜欢用简短话的人，我是喜欢用5句话不喜欢用500句话。
But what's great about the writer here at First John of this letter is that even though it's short, it is packed with hope and desire and knowledge and passion for Christ.
我们看见这个作者约翰在这里用很精简的说话，就把很多关于耶稣的事情这样讲出来。
And even though the author is strong in his words, he's actually pleading with this community to keep watch, to be aware.
作者一直要他的读者一直要 keep watch,
aware or look
to keep watch, 守望，这些的说话。
Thank you. Because what is painfully clear to me while I was studying for the sermon is how much this writer loved this community.
我从这里去准备的时候，我发现这个作者是对他们这帮人是很爱他这帮人的。
He goes out of his way to direct and redirect and remind and cultivate the memory of true love as found in Christ.
他用各样的方法去提醒这些读者关于神的真爱。
It's clear to me that he does not want the original listeners of this letter to perish.
他不希望这些听众有一个去灭亡。
So he outlines and he repeats himself.
就是他把这个大纲写了出来，也一直的这样的重复他自己。
Repeatedly, he says, this is sin, and sin leads to death, and this is Christ, and Christ leads to life.
他一直告诉他的读者说，罪会带来死亡，基督会带来生命。
Like any good pastor or anyone who's a parent, you know you have to repeat yourself.
所以很多牧师，很多好的父母亲，他们经常是一直重重复复的讲同样的话。
But if you're going to repeat yourself and you want your children to hear you, you have to come up with different ways of saying things.
如果我们要我们的儿女要听我们的。我们就要重复点跟他们讲，以及有他们可以听见我们所讲的。
You can't come at it from the same direction every time.
我们跟他们讲的时候，很多时候用不同的角度去跟他们讲。
And this is what the writer does.
约翰觉得作者他这样做。
The message is the same, but he changes how he talks about sin.With examples that he uses to describe sin.
这个信息是一样的，但是他用不同的方法去讲罪的问题。
But repeatedly he mentions God's love for the people and how sin is the only thing that separates them from God.
而且他一直的重新去讲神怎么样爱世人然后罪罪把我们将神分开。
A God who loved us so much that he came as a human and suffered death.
神爱我们这么多，所以他成为人为我们死。
Because the writer knows that true love comes in the form of action.
作者他知道真正的爱是从行动开始。
And the writer knows that this community cannot call themselves followers of Christ if they do not love like Christ.
这个作者知道，这批人如果他们不好像基督的爱人这样，他们不配叫基督的门徒。
Not with talk.
不单只是讲。
Not with words.
不是用言语。
But with deed and action and truth.
是我们用我们的行为跟这个真理。
In verse 11, the writer uses the word message, for this is the message that you have heard.
在十节这里讲。George 说这个是 你所听见的命令。
The word message in the Greek is not like a note.
这个命令在希腊文的意思不是就是一个只是一个只是一个单词
or a text message
或者是一个从手机寄给你的一个信息
but it comes with a tone of command being sent on behalf of another speaker
是一个好像有一个从讲话的人的一个命定给你的
He says This is it. This is what you have known from the beginning. We are followers of Christ, and as followers of Christ, we are called to love one another.
所以他这样讲，他说，我们也知道从开始的时候我们就是神的门徒，是神的门徒，我们必须要互相相爱。
This is not a suggestion, but a command.
这是一个不是建议你这样做，这是一个我们必须要做的。
And here's where he pulls at their memory to show them what love looks like.
这里他给我们从这个记忆里面告诉我们爱应该是怎么样的。
So as we look at what love looks like, let me reread for us verse 12.And we'll see what love is not.
我们可以从第十节哪里我们看什么叫爱，什么不是爱。
We should not be like Cain, who was of the evil one and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because of his own deeds were evil and his brothers were righteous.
十二节这样讲，就是不可像该隐，他是属了。恶者杀了他的弟兄，为什么杀了他呢？因为因自己的行为是恶的，弟兄的行为是善的。
The narrative of Cain is about a real person, but the writer is using it here as an analogy.
这里所记载这个该隐，他是曾经的存在的一个人，但是作者用这里成为一个例子。
Why did Cain kill his brother?
为什么该隐把他的弟兄杀了？
And what's clear to me from reading the scripture is that it was out of envy and self-interest and self-protection.
这里我们看见呢，就是因为他的妒忌。也为到自己的利益，也为到自己的自我的保护。
If we look back at Genesis, we see that Cain brought God fruit, but Abel brought God his firstborn.
如果我们从创世纪哪一个故事，我们看见该隐是从地的生产的东西拿去给神，然后。他的兄弟亚伯就从这些头上的动物哪里带给神。
God accepted Abel's offering, but not Cain's.
神接受亚伯的奉献，没有接受该隐的奉献。
And Cain grew jealous.
所以该隐就产生妒忌
In Cain's jealousy and envy and self-interest
就是该隐他嫉妒还有他自己的利益他自己
Cain wanted to protect his reputation and his pride more than love his brother, so he had to kill him.
这个该隐他看重他自己的自尊，他自己的面子，比看重他的弟弟，所以他把他的弟弟杀掉。
Abel did not do anything wrong except please God more than Cain.
亚伯没有做错什么的事情，他只是去捐爱神，捐敬神。
True followers of God love one another with actions.
真正的门徒是需要无上上爱的。
Cain killing Abel didn't happen spontaneously. Cain first hated him, envied him.
Cain 把他的弟弟杀的不是一时解恨就这样去杀他，他是可能他一直是憎恨这个他的弟弟。
And what I think is interesting here is that the writer uses Cain by name, but uses brother when he speaks of Abel.
这里很奇怪作者就用该隐这个事，但是当提到亚伯的时候，他没有提他的名字，只是他说他是他的弟兄。
Clearly, the writer wants the listener to connect this story to their story.
这里我们是看见这个作者要读者能够将这个故事连在他们的身上。
Because I think for two reasons.
有两个我觉得有两个原因。
In this community, there are people acting like Cain.
因为这一批人里面，可能有一些人跟这个该隐的做事的事情是一样的。
And people being treated like Abel was treated.
而且也有一部分的人好像阿爸这样被这样的对待。
Now, hear me, I don't think this community has a gun violence problem.
我不是说这个这一批人有一个就是好像开枪的这个的问题。
But the writer wants the listener to understand that sin is sin.
这里作者告诉我们说，就是我们要明白，罪就是罪。
To withhold love by withholding your actions is the same as hate. And hate is the same as murder.
如果我们不表现我们的对人的爱，就等于我们去恨恨其他人，恨其他人就等于杀人。
And the writer here wants the listeners to understand that true followers of Christ are called love in action, not just words.
所以这个作者说真正的门徒是有行在爱的事情上是有行动的表现的。
He also wants the people in the community who have been treated poorly by their brothers.
他也需要在这批人里面
treated poorly.
对于一些被对待不好的人去。对 to love them?
That God sees them and they didn't do anything wrong except for follow him.
这里我们看见这些人他们没有做什么不对的事情，只是去跟从神。
So if we're not called to love like Cain, how are we called to love?
If we, like Cain, didn't love, how do we love?
We are called to love like Jesus.
We need to love like Jesus.
Love not with your words, which are like a fruit offering.
We love not only in the words.好像就是一个水果的献祭。
Because clearly that's the analogy here.
因为这里我们看见这个例子。
But to love with deeds and with action like Abel and his flock.
所以我们这里的爱是应该用行动做出来，好像这样去献他的羊。
and God and His Son.
好像神与他的儿子一样。
For true followers of Christ, love with action and not words alone.
真正跟随神的人，我们是要爱是用行动的，不是单单只是讲。
Jesus preached good sermons.
耶稣讲好的道。
Had good conversations with sinners.
与罪人有很好的交通。
Jesus said, "Go and sin no more."
耶稣对罪人讲，你可以离开，但是不要再犯罪。
These are all examples of the words that Christ spoke.
这些也是耶稣所讲的例子。
But Jesus also made his disciples breakfast.
耶稣也曾经为他的门徒做这个早饭。
We see that in John chapter 21.
我们从约翰福音二十一章哪里我们看见。
Jesus heals the blind.
耶稣把傻子医好。
We see that in John 9.
我们在约翰福音第九章哪里看见。
Jesus washes the disciples' feet.
耶稣为门徒洗脚。
We see that in John 13.
我们在约翰福音第十三章哪里看见。
And the ultimate act of sacrificial love, Jesus died on the cross.
最后我们看见耶稣这个完全为我们的牺牲，就是在十字架里面为我们死。
We see that in John 19.
在约翰福音十九章。
True love is hard.
真正的爱是不容易。
True love that looks like Christ isn't easy.
我们好像与耶稣的真爱是不容易的。
But it's the love that each and every one of us have been invited to.
就是这种爱，我们是被神要我们这样做的。
It is a love that is sacrificial and takes action and time and energy.
是一个牺牲的爱，是我们要行动的，也需要我们出很多力的爱。
But we do this thing because Christ first loved us.
我们这样做，因为基督已经先爱我们。
And right now we may participate in his suffering.
现在我们可能遇到一些与他受苦的经历。
But it is nothing compared to the glory that we will receive.
虽然是如此，但是日后我们一定得到荣耀的冠冕。
In 1995, twin girls were born here in the United States.
在1995年的时候，有一对双胞胎的小女孩在美国出生。
They were premature, weighing only 2 pounds.
他们早产的婴儿只有2磅重。
One grew very steadily and healthy.
其中一个生长得比较好。
The other began to struggle for oxygen and her heart was racing.
然后第二个她就生长得没有这么好，然后也需要这个氧气，但她的心跳也不稳定。
The doctors did all that they could, but the baby kept declining in health.
虽然医生不断的为这个做很多的事情，但是这个小女孩的还是没有很多的好转。
So as a last effort, one of the nurses took the sick twin and put it in the same incubator as the healthy twin.
所以最后呢，护士就把这个生病的小女婴放在她比较就是她的姐姐或者妹妹的同一个箱子里。
And as the other sister began to fade in health,
就这个生病的小女婴一直生病的时候，
the healthy sister reached over and gave her a hug.
那一个比较好的姐姐呢，就给她一个拥抱。
And it saved her life.
就把她抢救出来了。
The twin sisters are 17 years old today.
现在姐对双胞胎已经十七岁。
This story, and I can send the picture to Pastor if he can send it to you guys. I should have put it on a slide. But this story illustrates how important it is to act.
他说这个他有这个照片，他可以寄过来给我们看。
Doctors and nurses report that instantly the sick baby recovered her health.
而且我们可以看见，因为这个拥抱的时候，我们看见这个生病的小baby， 他就立刻就被医治好。
And so how much more, we're not infants, as adults are we called to love our brothers and sisters.
所以我们可以看见，虽然我们不是一个小婴儿，但是我们是一个成年人，神也要我们这样的去做出这个爱的行动。
This sister didn't have to reach over.
这对姐妹他们不需要怎么样的去全然开去。
It was an extension on her part.
她只是其中一个就伸出手来这样。
She had to give up a little bit of her energy for the sake of her sister.
她只是给出一点点。
And I think in my own life, and in our lives, in nearly the year 2020,
我觉得我们每一个人的生命，我的生命在这个2019年快要完结的时候，
I have to ask myself, where am I withholding love from a brother or a sister?
我要问我自己，我在哪一方面还没有尽对我们的弟兄姐妹尽我所爱的。
Who do we see as worthy of that hug, and who do we withhold it from?
谁哪一个人我需要给他爱，哪一个人我没有给他爱。
Are we willing to sacrifice our energy, our time?
我们愿意付出我们的精力，我们的时间吗？
Because as followers of Christ, we are called to love with action, not just with words.
因为是跟从耶稣的，我们是要用我们的行动去爱。
And it's not lost on me also that I'm speaking to a Chinese congregation. It's not in the notes, sorry. The people in this room are Chinese.
我们是中国人。
And I know you're here in the U.S., but I also know that being Christian in China comes with great cost.
我也知道在中国里面的基督徒是要付出很重的代价。
So some people in this room may really understand that to love with action comes at a cost.
所以在这里可能有一些人会明白，真正的爱是需要很大的付出的。
And I know there's people in this room that have been abused or dismissed by their family because they love Christ.
也有可能在这里的有一些人被他们的家庭，因为他相信耶稣，所以他被他们的家庭放弃。
And if we have any encouragement from the writer of John, it's that Christ first loved us.
我们应该从这个约翰这个书信里面，我们看见明白一点，就是神先爱我们。
That if you have any encouragement from Christ, know that He sees you each day.
我们也应该不断地记住神看见每一天也看见我。
And as a member of this church, you ask, where is God calling you into action?
我们是这个教会的成员，我们应该问神要我们。
Because even the act of listening to a brother and sister is Christ-like. The act of listening.
这个我们
The act of listening is Christ-like.
我们这个就是听到也是好像耶稣这样。
Because it means putting aside your own wants to hear someone else's story.
就是我们在这里去听其他人的故事。
And can you listen without commentary or critique? And that's difficult.
就是我们听见角色的事情的时候，我们不加以什么的评论或者是批判。
Or are you willing to go to the hospital and sit with someone while they wait for a loved one?
或者我们要不要去医院里面去探访一些还在等他们家人的人。
I know for myself, there are different places where I want to be more like Christ and less like Cain.
我知道在我的生命里面，我知道在哪一方面我要成为更像耶稣，不像这个该隐。
And even though sometimes it might be difficult, I want to reach out and give that hug.
虽然很多时候是很难，但是我还是愿意我去拥抱这个人。
To love one another the way that Christ first loved me.
去对互相对人的爱，好像基督对我的爱一样。
Let's pray.
请祷告。
Jesus, I thank you for this writer of John.
耶稣，我谢谢你给我们这个约翰这个作者。
Who took the time to write a letter of compassion and love and conviction.
他花了这个时间去写关于爱。
And I am grateful for my brothers and sisters in this room.
我很高兴，也很感恩这里的弟兄姊妹。
May we be changed. And may we find new ways to love our brothers and sisters.
我们求你给我们每一个也改变，也知道用什么的方法去爱。
And may us who have been abused by Cain.
也求你使哪一些好像被这个该隐所伤害的人。
Find healing in knowing that Christ suffered for us.
从这里得到医治，也知道基督为我们受苦。
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢耶稣。
And thank you to Joseph who translated.
Yes, 谢谢我的翻译。
Amen.
Amen.